This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour. What's on your mind? Kevin Flynn is here. Todd Mitchell is he's working some pipe, is what I heard, right? Ingesting some fiber, trying to find more fiber in his diet, and in his having a little wobbly connection with Todd today. So, Kev,
something with the Wi-Fi internet interweb thing. I don't know.
Are you? I think it was somebody said Mitko had a major outage. So. Maybe yeah. Others are having to play with their pipe today, too. So I don't know what's going on there. But you can cover for them, right?
We're here. We're ready.
You're good. You're good. And we have another hour live at UND. Oh, somebody will throw something at me. We're live at NDSU.
Oh, man.
I just pulled a Joe Biden there.
Now you've done it.
Anyway, we are, in fact, live and on location at Berry Hall, NDSU, downtown campus, because coming up here in a little while, and we're now told that our interview is going to be after the show. So we'll do it on Facebook Live for you, and you'll watch it there later. But Governor Doug Burgum here, and the founder of Plug and Play, one of the founders who has been instrumental in picking winners in the Silicon Valley, the names you know, right? Like the Instagrams and the Twitters and the Facebooks and all of that, and now is starting a partnership with North Dakota. So we're going to hear more about that today, but that's what's happening here at NDSU's Berry Hall. 10:30 is when they're doing the, I guess, a little reception, and 11 o'clock the event starts, and after that a press conference, and we'll have our interview. So we'll look forward to that. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, the CEO, has written a phenomenal book. It's incredible. From crack addict to CEO. Just wrap your mind around that. A full-fledged crack addict and a CEO now of one of the nation's most familiar companies, MyPillow. And right now, because of our relationship with our good friend Mike, we can offer you some of the best deals ever. You just go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, and find all those great deals. I'm going to tell you today, if I were you, buy some Giza Dream Sheets. The Giza Dream Sheets, the best Mediterranean cotton anywhere. The best way to go to bed at night is on a set of those sheets in addition to the MyPillow. So right now, 2-for-1, shipping free on everything when you buy the book, too. Call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. Jason Lewis coming up in a bit, an update on the statewide effort on coronavirus and more live from Berry Hall today. Questions have come up today related to the announcement of Kirsten Baszler that she'll seek recovery, treatment, and enter recovery, and acknowledging mistakes and wanting to earn back the support of North Dakotans. We asked the question, will you support her still? Should she still run? A lot of people have been asking various nuances of that. Somebody here just said, I'm not real happy with what she did, but I do think she has a constitutional right to not take the breathalyzer test. So if you're going to be mad for something other than that, because that came up last hour as well. Let's get to some more calls that want to weigh in on this. Matt in Bismarck's been waiting the longest. Matt, go ahead. What's your thoughts?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you, Matt. Glad you called.
Good morning. I just heard that Bloomberg dropped out of the race. About time.
He did. Yeah, he endorsed Joe Biden, so we're wondering if anyone's surprised there, because that seems to be the new thing to do. But you're right. Bloomberg's out endorsing Biden. I guess he was tired of paying $100 million per delegate. I guess I can't blame him.
Well, I can say that Bloomberg never, ever once said he wanted to be president. He was just in it for the money and to back whoever.
and get a nice big stage to say bad things about Donald Trump, who he clearly has a man crush on, right? He just doesn't like that Donald Trump's been able to do what he has done. Mike's got more money. Donald Trump's president of the United States. You can tell it bugs Bloomberg.
Exactly.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
And, all right, and I'm all Trump.
You're all Trump.
What I called about, yep, I'm all Trump.
What you called about is what?
What
go ahead.
I called about was Kirsten Basler. People are just people. They make mistakes. And I think that she made a mistake. She's owned up to it. And I don't think that we should crucify her for her mistake.
Appreciate the call. We have a bunch waiting, so I'm going to keep going here, Matt. Thank you. To Mike in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, my comment on Kirsten Basler is, you know what, people that drink and drive, this was not her first time, and I'm not going to believe that. She got caught is the problem, okay? So now she's a political, and she's doing damage control. Everybody's really sorry. She shouldn't get a free pass. The normal man that gets a DWI, his career is crushed. I've done a lot of hiring, and people that have to hire on computers, you're red flagged with a DWI. I mean, you almost are unhirable. And even for her, she's a state of North Dakota employee. I'm sure she drives her state vehicles. She's a liability to the state's insurance with that DWI on her record. So the people that are trying to give her a free pass, it's wrong. It's too easy to get a Lyft, an Uber, a taxi. Okay.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks a bunch. Another texter here says, I will not support her. Her support of Common Core was already enough to prevent my vote, and her repeated run-ins with the law cement that assessment. Another texter says, she did not own it. She did not own up to it, rather, when she refused the breath and blood test. All right. And let's go to Chad in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Give me your take on this, Chad.
Hey, Scott and Kevin. Yeah, I'm here to white knight for K-Bay, Kirsten Basler. I would agree she should have had a chaperone, but people that get a DUI aren't unhirable. That's not true. But I still support her. I don't think she should resign. I think it's important to see how she made it so they have to pass a citizenship test in high school. So the kids are turning out super based. And they're proud citizens. And as far as how they view resisting arrest, you know, they kind of think it's cool, probably. You know, taking blood is pretty gross, so I would probably refuse that too. But I guess my question is, do we know if the police did anything unethically? Are they releasing the dash cam video? That's kind of where I wanted to go. And then I guess anybody that has a problem with her in Common Core should take it up with the feds. I think it's kind of pathetic. People are ganging up on a girl. But that's all I had to say. Thanks a lot, Scott. Have a great show.
All right, Chad. Thanks for your call. Texter says, what if she would have killed somebody because she was drunk driving? Would you have still said, aw, she just made a mistake? Well, no, but you can sort of do that with every mistake. That could have been this, it could have been that, whatever. Texting and driving, you could kill somebody, right? So, no, you wouldn't have said, you know, oh, it was just a mistake. I think I said quite clearly, this is a very, 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 very bad lapse of judgment. There's no question about it. She's saying that as well. I'm asking the voters. Another texter says, by law, if you do decline to take the breathalyzer, you automatically lose your license for 1 year. So did she lose her license for 1 year, or did she get a pass? Don't know. Ryan Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
What was the name?
Ryan. We're going to you in Minot.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my phone cut out right when the name. I'm like, I think that's me, but I'm not sure.
No problem.
I just wanted to comment on that as well. As far as her doing her job, I guess I don't really know if she's good or bad. I haven't really paid attention. But as far as this whole, you know, saying a statement, you know, she's going to do treatment and all this stuff, to me it seems a little disingenuous. I had a buddy, he got a DUI, and that was one of the requirements is that you go through these classes. So for her to say, you know, oh, I'm going to do this, well, of course you're going to. That's the rule. You know, it's almost like she's trying to make it seem like she's doing it on her own free will, and I don't think it works like that. I think you're required to do certain classes after you get a DUI. And then, like that other guy was saying about, you know, there's other jobs where you get a DUI and you're kind of screwed. As far as CDL jobs go, you get a DUI, yeah, you're pretty much done working and drive a truck. So, I don't know.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I said I was going to read her statement, too, and I could do that. I tell you for sure on this topic, you can count on us inviting Kirsten Baszler to, answer some questions from the audience directly. And, we have a new candidate in the race. That was breaking news today, as well as superintendent from Underwood. So that's obviously going to shake this race up a little bit as well. No doubt about that. Brant Dick is the superintendent in Underwood. Now a candidate for DPI as well, seeking the nomination. So, yeah, I don't have this. I'll find that statement. I will find it, and we will read it before the end of the program for sure. When we come back, Jason Lewis will join us. Don't go away.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
I got my windows down. I don't know if I can condone the
radio set to my favorite song.
Bumper music was shut your mouth in there. Imagine telling that to your mother. Shut your mouth. Woo! Would you be in big trouble? I don't know. Yeah. Try not to say anything you wouldn't say in front of your mother. That's a good rule of thumb. that I fail at about 10 times a day. Anyway, welcome back to the program. This is What's on Your Mind. Is Jason Lewis hooked up, Daniel?
I think we're working on it.
Okay, you're working on it. All right, you guys are, you guys work on it. You tell me when you got something to tell me. How about that? In the meantime, I'll tell you a little bit about our friends at Ellingson, because there's only a short time left to take advantage of this deal. Originally, it was going to end March 1, but a lot of people are calling, taking advantage of it. We started talking about phones ringing. Folks say, hey, sign me up. Sign me up. So pump away 2019, put it behind you, start 2020 outright. And go with the folks that are here for the long haul. Ellingson Water Management, been here 50 years already. How many others have come and gone in that time? And right now, to celebrate this anniversary, they're offering their customers $70 per acre discount on any job. 701-893-9030, 701-893-9030. Call them today. All right, folks, the next senator from the great state of Minnesota is the one and only Jason Lewis. He's on our newsmaker line right now. Jason, how are you?
We're doing great.
What are you up to?
No rest for the wicked, my friend.
It's we like, have
been very busy traveling across
24/7
across Minnesota, coming to Washington, meeting with folks. Don Jr. held a little soiree for us recently, and we're working with Senator Rudy Boschwitz on some contacts. So, look, we're coalescing behind the next senator from Minnesota. We've cleared the field in the GOP sweepstakes, and we're going to defeat Tina Smith in the fall because she's well, like Bernie Sanders yesterday, she's part of the resistance, and it doesn't look like that's going to make it this cycle.
So did she support Bernie?
She hasn't officially supported Bernie, but if you look at her positions on everything from Medicare for All to Green New Deals to post-birth abortion to sanctuary cities to anti-Second Amendment, she's right there with the resistance.
Yeah, pretty amazing. What happened in Minnesota last night? How do you analyze what happened with the primary?
Well, it's interesting. I think the establishment is doing to Bernie Sanders now what they did in 2016, and there's going to be a fallout there. And the fallout's going to be the Ilhan Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, the indivisible movement, is going to be less motivated to get out and work for an establishment that takes away their guy's crown once again. Having said that, they're still going to be faced with all the decisions that Democrats are faced with, such as on Minnesota's Iron Range, are you for Twin Metals? Are you for PolyMet? Are you for Enbridge Line 3, which North Dakota has granted the permits? Only Minnesota is holding up Enbridge Line 3 over in Beltrami County, coming down from Canada and through North Dakota. So those issues aren't going away anytime soon. They're just not going to have the foot soldiers, I think, if the resistance stays home, which is going to be a real problem for them.
So some people said that Elizabeth Warren, well, the president tweeted out today that Elizabeth Warren was a spoiler. You look at all these places, like Minnesota included, that that Bernie would have won had not stayed in the race. So is that just ego? What's going on there, do you think?
Well, I have no idea what's going on there, but I think there's some truth to that. The fact is, if you look at what Biden was able to do last night, you still don't have a 50-plus-1 number there. When you look at Sanders and Warren and all of the others, Biden has still got a very, very big hill to climb. It's 1,900-some delegates. This is looking more and more like a brokered convention, even if the Democrat swamp is circling around them.
Do you have a preference on who Donald Trump defeats, Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders?
Well, not really. I mean, I just think that the Democrats have so painted themselves into a far left-wing corner that it really isn't going to matter who they nominate. I mean, again, those issues I mentioned on sanctuary cities, on infanticide, what Daniel Patrick Moynihan would call post-birth abortion, which Tina Smith is, quite frankly, defending. You take a look at the Second Amendment. You take a look at what Biden said last night about going after I think the Second Amendment. You take a look at energy, logging, and mining. They are all against those things. So none of those issues change no matter who's at the top of the ticket.
So as far as turnout in Minnesota, Bernie didn't do it last night, so I don't know what that apparatus would be. But, I mean, he does have an army, right? So
to your point, when you look at Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, and you add those up, the numbers start to change a little bit. If in fact those Ilhan Omar, far left, Bernie Sanders folks feel as though they've been shortchanged again, they're not going to turn out in November.
I mean, how does Minnesota has not had a Republican senator since Rod Grams.
Norm Coleman, actually.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, Norm Coleman came after. But it's just that seems to be a challenging thing. And obviously, there's a lot of us in North Dakota and South Dakota that are ready to adopt, Western Minnesota for sure. I'm not sure, the seven county metro is probably beyond help at this point, from any of us. But,
I wouldn't say the seven county metro. I think there are two counties that are problematic for conservatives. Hennepin and Ramsey, but the Star Tribune poll just last week, Scott, showed that the president's approval ratings in the suburbs was 54%. Donald Trump has changed everything. There's a paradigm shift going on that Minnesota has not seen before, and that is the working man and woman is coming to the Republican Party because they're being told to learn a code if they're out in rural Minnesota and they're engaged in a trade. And that is what's changed. That's why Romney loses Minnesota by 225,000, but Trump loses by 44,000. Any state that President Trump almost won can hardly be considered a blue state. This is a swing state, and we're going to get this done.
90 seconds. I have two questions for you. One is, how can we help? How can North Dakota, South Dakota, folks that don't have, races of much significance this year that really want to see things change for the better in Minnesota, how can we help?
Yeah, it's a great question because we're still at one vote out of 100 here. And that's what people have to keep in mind if they're from North Dakota or any other place. And that is a senator is a senator, and you want to hold the Senate, the last firewall of freedom. You better make certain we pick one up in Minnesota. So go to Lewis4MN, that's F-O-R, Lewis4MN.com. Sign up, donate, and help us.
That's a crucial thing we can do. We're going to do everything. We're going to lay it on the mat. We're going to not leave one thing to chance between now and November. Jason Lewis needs to be in the U.S. Senate. Donald Trump needs to win Minnesota. And boy, oh boy, it'd be a great day. So last question. Amy Klobuchar looks to be, Joe Biden's running mate, right? I mean, a lot of people think that. I've seen others say Kamala Harris, whatever. But last night he had the most, energy for chatting about Minnesota. Seems to me she is. Do you agree? Is she the running mate?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. If she is, then Donald Trump will be the Republican that beats Amy Klobuchar. And we will beat Tina Smith. I think the tide is turning and they're swimming upstream. But I'm not altogether certain that's going to happen. I think the Democrats are looking, especially a guy like Biden, needs to reach out to the Sanders crowd, not solidify his own establishment, Democrat establishment Wall Street base, right? I mean, they're going to need African Americans. They're going to need the South. They're going to need the resistance. And I don't know how Amy brings that to the ticket.
But you're not worried about Amy Klobuchar affecting your race at all. She is on the ticket.
The same issues are out there. So I want to hear their view on the Second Amendment, on mining, and on sanctuary cities.
Great point. Go get them, Jason. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, King. You bet.
Jason Lewis on What's On Your Mind. More after this.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden celebrating a very Super Tuesday as the former VP won at least 9 states, including a surprise victory in the big delegate-rich state of Texas.
People are talking about a revolution. We started a movement. We've increased turnout.
Yeah! The
turnout for us!
The Democratic race for the White House now seemingly narrowing to Biden and Bernie Sanders. Sanders winning three states on Super Tuesday. He's likely to win Maine as well and is leading in the biggest state of California. Italy is shutting down all of its schools and universities for 2 weeks in an attempt to contain the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. There have been about 80 deaths in that country, most located in the northern regions, and they've confirmed over 2,500 cases of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
On a boat on the beach, in the water, in the sand, in the back of a bar, cold beer in your hand. Breaking laws, breaking notes when we're rolling down the street. Heads turning all day when they see you with me.
What's on your mind? We are live and on location at Ferry Hall. Starting to fill up now for an 11 o'clock announcement from a company called Plug and Play. First time I heard that term, I'm like, what the heck does that mean? And then I did a little research and found them to be a major, major player. Essentially what they are is they pick winners in the Silicon Valley mainly, and they have an incredible track record. I mean, like, incredible track record. Done very, very well. And so they're here today to announce a new alliance that they'll be undertaking in North Dakota, where they'll bring in regular visits with not just sort of a one-off, but like a regular apparatus to bring investors here to look at companies in North Dakota that are in search of capital. So it's pretty incredible. Found something online from, you know, even a couple of years ago where they were responsible for over 2,000 startups accelerated and 262 investments, $7 billion raised by portfolio companies and corporate partners at 200-plus and VC partners 300-plus. So they're just a connector. They find the money, and then they say, hey, we're going to go vet these ideas for you. And so pretty extraordinary. The founder of Plug and Play is here. It's worth about $5 billion. Yeah, not bad. Not quite Mike Bloomberg money, but that caused him to drop out of the race, if you know what I'm saying. All right, we're going to talk the very latest on what's happening on coronavirus with one of the experts. In just a moment, I got a call. One more call I want to get in today, because we've had a lot of calls on this topic, and we didn't get to Jim and Harvey, so we'll do it now. Jim, what's on your mind?
I got a question here. Supposedly, Basler, from what I understand, was picked up on February 25th. And according to the court documents, she was fined like $30 and got a care required. Is that what you get when you refuse a blood or a breathalyzer?
You know, I don't know. I don't. Maybe in certain circumstances, yes, but I don't know. I remember seeing the care required thing too, and I didn't know if that connected to the refusing breathalyzer. I don't know. And we're going to ask Kirsten to come on and maybe talk a little bit about some of this, and I would imagine the Highway Patrol at some point is going to probably put out more information. But I don't know the answer to your question, Jim, but I think it's a fair question.
But because it pretty much says the case is closed, I guess.
The case is closed.
I don't know.
But she'd be charged, though, because she refused.
I thought if you refused, it was an automatic DUI. That's what I was always told, but I've never had to do it, so I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I haven't either. But I tell you what, I will. I'll find an answer for you, because I thought the same thing, and I actually thought there's just an automatic penalty when you refuse. It's just treated like a DUI, but it's not. So right. I don't know about the care required thing. So it's a fair question. I don't know. We'll find out. Okay.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Texter says, we'll never vote for Baszler again. She needs more chances than a two-year-old. Please go away and get help before someone is killed. There's strong opinions on this both ways, and that's, I think, for a good reason. This is not anything you mess around with. It isn't, but it happens, and thankfully no one was killed here. Could they have been killed? Absolutely. That's why it's serious. That's why it's a question. Voters? Yes? No? What do you do? What do you do at this point as a result of that? That's why we're talking about it. And you're answering that question right now. We appreciate it. But the good news is, and I'll read that in a little bit here related to the announcement and her recovery. So we'll have that coming up. All right. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus and the North Dakota response to the coronavirus today on the program, and get your take on that. Get the take of a professional. North Dakota Department of Health Director of the Disease Control Division, Kirby Kruger, joins us today. Kirby, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here. I want to start with a basic sort of simple question, and we'll get into a little bit of what North Dakota's response has been and how you're handling this here. But, I mean, I don't want to get the flu ever. And I get a flu shot every year. And so far, I think one out of the last 10 years maybe I've gotten the flu. I've done pretty good. Should I put any more worry into the potential coronavirus situation than I would every year with the flu?
So I think from our perspective, we get questions regarding, sort of comparing this new virus to the flu. And from our perspective, I think that there are some key differences that are important for us from a public health perspective. Number one, this is a brand new virus. And although the flu virus generally changes a little bit from season to season, then occasionally we get a brand new flu virus that emerges like what happened in 2009. This is a brand new virus. So we have a brand new virus that really the whole human population has never been exposed to. And it's brand new, so we're still learning about it. And what we've seen so far is that this looks like it's a little more infectious than influenza. It looks like it may have a little higher death rate, case fatality rate than influenza. And so from a public health perspective, this is an important thing. And I think that the good news is that they're both respiratory viruses, so a lot of the things that we do to help protect ourselves from influenza every year are going to work really, really well in protecting us from this virus, the COVID virus, 19 virus. So
tell me how we're doing that. What is North Dakota doing so that we can all lay our head on the pillow at night knowing we're doing everything necessary here? What kind of precautions? How does it change what you do in a normal week without a looming pandemic?
Yeah, and so this is really basically a response where we have to work with our community providers, our communities in North Dakota, and at every level in the community, what we need to do is focus on a couple of things. In the medical community, we provided information and education on what do you look for, who should be tested, and how do you handle these patients safely so that you're not putting healthcare providers at risk or you're not putting other individuals at risk. And so that information and that work was done early on. And then at the personal level, the citizens of North Dakota can do a lot to help us in reducing the spread of not just coronavirus, but any of the respiratory infections and other illnesses by doing those things that we preach every year. That's washing your hands frequently. Don't touch your face with your hands. Cover your coughs and your sneezes with a Kleenex. Throw the Kleenex away. Wash your hands after that. If you don't have a Kleenex, sneeze into your elbow. If you're sick, stay home. We don't want you to come into work. We don't want you coming to school. Stay home. And you've heard those messages over and over. Well, they're good messages. There's a lot of science behind them that they work. It's just that we need people to do it. So.
Talk about the North Dakota cases that you're monitoring, I guess, right? These aren't necessarily these people have been exposed but don't actually have. What do you tell me? What are you monitoring?
Yeah, so what's happened is we're monitoring individuals who are coming back from China and not from Hubei province. Those individuals who had returned from Hubei province, all of those individuals are funneled through 11 airports in the United States, and as are the ones coming from Greater China. And if they're coming from Hubei, they're not being allowed to go on to their final destination in the United States. If they're coming from Greater China, then they're assessed for symptoms and risk. And if they're high risk or they have symptoms, they're not going to continue on to their final destination. For the people coming from Greater China that don't have any symptoms, appear to be at low risk in terms of they've never been in contact with somebody known to have the disease, then they're allowed to return to their final destination. So we have some of those individuals that have returned from China and North Dakota, and we get notified from the Centers for Disease Control who these individuals are with some locating information, some contact information, and we reach out to them, contact them, do some risk assessments, outline expectations, get them some written information regarding the situation. And then this is an active monitoring, so we reach out to them every day and we ask them, what's your temperature? What was your temperature this morning? What was it this evening? What were your symptoms today? Anybody who develops symptoms, then we start looking at, okay, let's get you in for a medical evaluation, and then we coordinate getting that done safely. And that happens for a 14-day period after they leave the China. So
a 14-day period, then you're safe. So in other words, once we get beyond obviously now the travel restrictions are in place, so you won't have anybody that's been there, these numbers should clear out, right?
And we're starting to see that. I think we've got 15 individuals now that have completed that 14-day monitoring period, and we got two that are still on. And in the last week or so, the notifications have really tailed off now. So, yeah.
All right. So all of this is in our hands pretty much by doing the things you talked about. Anything else you want to tell folks about today?
Well, I think certainly that there's some things that there's still work that we need to do, and I think we need to start engaging our community partners at a greater level, you know, schools and universities, long-term care facilities, and other partners that that are going to play an important part of helping us to control the spread. You know, I think that, you know, to believe that we're not going to have a case in North Dakota or we may not even have some community transmission in North Dakota, I don't think that that's realistic. And so I think we're preparing for that, and that's going to include, making sure that schools are starting to plan right now, and universities are starting to plan right now for what that might look like, businesses, what it might look like, and the impacts. If a school closes and parents have to stay home with kids, you know, how does that impact people being able to get to work and do work? And so I think those are the types of things that we need to get the communities to start preparing for right now. So,
was this thing a little overblown, though? I mean, in other words, you're preparing for the future. You're going to have this just like you have other viruses that come up, and, you know, they do the vaccine and you get through the year. But was this needlessly hyped, do you believe?
You know, I can't say if it was needlessly hyped or not. I think from a public health perspective, I think we felt like we need to prepare for this because this could be this has the potential to be something serious. We know that people can have serious illness from this. We know that people can die from this. We know that the world is largely susceptible to this because it's a new virus, and so nobody's been exposed to it. From our perspective, if we can slow down the spread of this virus, that helps us in so many different ways. It helps us to respond better. It helps us to prevent overload on the healthcare system in the United States and in North Dakota. And so I think
makes
that's
sense.
An important part
good,
of it.
Good,
yeah.
Good preparation. Appreciate the time. Kirby Kruger is the Department of Health Director of Disease Control Division. On the coronavirus, on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On your mind, 11 before the top of the hour in our final segment. We're live at Berry Hall and DSU today. Big announcement coming up here in a few minutes. The founder or co-founder, I forget which, they've kept this all kind of under wraps, but we know it's one of the top leaders from Plug and Play will be here to make a major announcement. Governor Doug Burgum is here. John Gottfried is here. Well, I mean, there's a lot of folks here. Probably looking at 200 different folks, movers and shakers from all across North Dakota. There's Blair Thorson, by golly. Yes, indeed. Even Continental Resources represented here. I'm not going to start naming names because there's a lot of people here.
Tell Blair I said hi.
I'll tell Blair you said hi. I'll absolutely say Kev says hi. We've been promising the Joe Biden thing all along. Listen to Joe Biden before the coup d'etat. And then listen to him after. So what's going on? Last night he's on fire. He's just screaming. Listen to this.
And we're told, well, when you got to Super Tuesday, it'd be over. Well, it may be over for the other guy. Tell that to the folks in Virginia. North Carolina. Alabama. Tennessee. Oklahoma. Arkansas. Minnesota.
Yeah, wow, you flipped out on Minnesota there. What the? You
know, wow.
Yeah. So what that sounded to me was, you know, I don't know what. I don't know what they gave him, but they gave him some kind of an energy drink, I think, compared to the pre-coup d'etat, before they threw Bernie under the bus. Then listen to how he used to sound.
He doesn't have any compassion. No regard for the values that made this country who we are. Not the way you were raised by your moms and dads.
Hey, son.
Indecency and respect, and he views it as a sign of weakness.
Got a little heated at the end there. Pretty calm.
Quite interesting. You know what I'm saying?
You see the new meme out? I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
I did. That's a classic. Doesn't play all that well on the radio, but it looks good on a meme. Yeah, I forgot his message. We could do some ads like that. Here he is. That's so good. Here is a statement to the public from Kirsten Baszler that was put out earlier this morning. I also said that I would read this because I have a lot of calls and emails and questions about this today. And it reads, a week ago I made an extremely poor decision when I got in my vehicle and drove after drinking alcohol. I recognize even more clearly today how deeply I disappointed so many people. As a former teacher and a lifelong learner, I understand that it is important to learn from your mistakes. To that end, I've decided to work with professional counselors in a formal treatment program to address my personal struggles regarding alcohol. I understand and appreciate the need for the state superintendent to be an example for the students she serves. This incident was certainly one of my worst moments, and I'm sorry. It's important to me to set an example by taking responsibility for my actions with humility and to learn from my mistakes. And with the help of professionals, that is exactly what I intend to do with determination, humility, and hard work to make amends for my mistakes. So, there you have it. There's more there, but she is obviously owning this. It doesn't sound like it's enough for the majority of our listeners today, but we'll continue to follow that and invite Kirsten on to talk a little bit about it on the program. Look who we saw, Governor Doug Burgum. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott.
I thought we were going to catch up with you after the event, and here you are before. So you're surprising us a little bit. We only have a couple minutes left, but we'll do your best 2 minutes ever. Tell me about the significance of today, first of all.
Well, this is really exciting. We got corporate partners. You've got Plug and Play, which is an international innovation platform and accelerator, bringing venture capital, bringing structure, bringing contacts, bringing these corporate partners. Bremer Bank, Microsoft, CHS, OCP, building an ecosystem is key to building great companies. And in North Dakota, we've built great companies over the years. You think of Steiger, you think of Melrose Bobcat. The next generation of ag startups, you know, is going to be coming through this collection. This is going to be one of the strongest ecosystem support groups ever put together in North Dakota.
What does that mean when you say an ecosystem? Does it mean that the players like Plug and Play now have an idea of what's going on here and will be more likely to be investors? Because those projects you talked about were done with the I always loved your stories about, you know, Christmas and holidays being the most challenging time in Great Plains startup. It's like, is this going to go? Is this going to go? Because it's a bit more family and more regional. Yeah. This brings it to another level from more Silicon Valley big-time players?
Yeah, absolutely. But again, when I say ecosystem, you got to have the idea. You have to have the entrepreneurs. You have to have a place to test it, which you can test it at physically at the Grand Farm. You've got to have corporate partners that might help you with introduction to customers or add capital themselves. You've got, you know, the ideas, the support groups, the innovation, all that coming together, the research from the universities. So all those things come together to be the birthing place of great new ideas and great new companies. And we got a big mission in North Dakota. There's 800 million people in the world that we got to go feed. And right now we're powering the world and feeding the world. But when you see this kind of groups of people coming together, very exciting for the future of North Dakota.
So what do you think? Predict the future. What is it? What kind of a game changer will this be?
Well, I heard in a few minutes there may even be announcement that there's two new startups that have already been funded. May or may not be announced here in 15 minutes, but it's capital and entrepreneurs, ecosystem, customers, partners all together in one place. I mean, this is going to be Silicon Valley for ag startups. I mean, we've always, people go to Silicon Valley because of the ecosystem, not because it's a bunch of old orange groves. They go there because of the ecosystems, and we can pull all the top ag startups here, to North Dakota with these kinds of partners. It's really going to help us in the future.
Thanks a ton.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for being here. Every place I go, the most exciting place is you're always already here. So fun to be here. Here with you.
I got my ear to the ground. picking up what's going on. We got to be here. Good to see you. Oasis Petroleum, 24/7 hotline. Be the buffalo. That's the North Dakota spirit. We go into the storm, and if you see somebody doing that, do it yourself and celebrate them at 855-200-1776. God bless.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables too for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, the put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.